London. I spent today in the House of Commons. The debate was opened by Herbert Morrison, one of the ablest members of the Labour Party. He doubted that the government was taking the war seriously. Mr. Morrison said that the Labour Party had decided to divide the House. In other words, call for a vote. Mr. Chamberlain, white with anger, intervened in the debate and accepted the challenge. In fact, he welcomed it. He fairly spat the words. He said that he had friends in the House, and he appealed to them to support him. When he had finished, Mr. David Lloyd George rose and placed his notes upon the dispatch box, and members surged into the room through both doors, as though the little, square, gray-shouldered, white-haired Welshman were a magnet to draw them back to their seats. He swept the House with his arm and said, "If there is a man here who is satisfied with our production of planes, of guns, of tanks, or the training of troops, let him stand on his feet." No one stood.